W.F. Howes presents an unabridged recording of The Book of Feeling Blue by Gwendolyn Smith, narrated by Jennifer Ness. Introduction. The purpose of Part 1 of The Book of Feeling Blue is to provide you with information about whether you are experiencing a dose of the blues or whether you are experiencing depression, and what sort of help is available. It also aims to provide you with some understanding of the strengths and pitfalls of the various treatment approaches. Part 2 looks at how depression affects different groups in society and the variety of approaches to managing it. I am a great believer, as a mental health clinician, in providing people with as much education as I am able. I believe there are a number of benefits from this psychoeducation. It works not only to inform but also to demystify and destigmatize all forms of mental illness, not just depression. Demystification breaks down the layers of superstitious beliefs about these illnesses. As well as the black magic theories about psychiatric treatments and the skepticism within certain faith communities regarding secular, non-religious, psychotherapy or medical approaches. Destigmatization is a byproduct of having scientifically based information. This takes away the shame from both the diagnosis and the process of asking for help. It also enables families to ask for support from their extended families and communities when caring for a family member with a mental illness or mood disorder. Part 1. Chapter 1. Feeling Blue. From the late 1300s, the expression feeling blue has been used to mean being sad, but there are many other cultural meanings given to the colour blue. In Western countries, blue also denotes safety and trust or authority. For example, the blue uniforms worn by the police. It has also been linked with masculinity. That old notion, blue is for boys, pink for girls, and associated with tranquility. In Indian culture, it is associated with Lord Krishna and represents bravery and strength. In Latin America, it represents hope, but also mourning. In Chinese culture, blue symbolizes immortality and advancement, and the season of spring. For Maori, blue is associated with the Sky Father, Ranginui. Universally, the associations of the color blue.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?